Now, we are going to talk to Michael O'Sullivan, author of Ireland and the Global Question and co-editor of What Did We Do Right? Michael, good morning and
Hi, Margaret. Welcome to the program.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
So you had a very interesting article yesterday in the Financial Times. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, Margaret, I'm just trying to look really beyond the election, try and take a much bigger picture of view of what's happening to Ireland. I think the debate so far in the election has been conservative in that we it's really focused on things like the details of the bailout and not much bigger important issues such as the possibility of restructuring the national debt. I think until and unless that happens, Ireland is on what I would call a road to serfdom. That's the title of a well-known book by an economist, Friedrich Hayek, where he talks about sort of the dangers of a sort of centrally planned economy, which effectively is what we have. So I'm trying to look at really much bigger picture ways for Ireland to break free from the shackles of its debt.
And can you give us some examples of what you're saying? How can we do that? I mean, it's a mess.
It's a mess, and when people talk about some of the more populist politicians in Ireland have talked about default, that to start with is really it's not an option. A straightforward or sort of Argentine default by Ireland would not work. It would cause political catastrophe. It would cause financial catastrophe across the European banking sector. What I'm pointing towards is a managed restructuring of Irish debt, something that is done in cooperation with the EU. It may involve other states, Greece being the likely example. This all sounds very straightforward, and people think, well, why don't we do this? I think what's holding, maybe two things holding our sort of political leaders back. One is actually, how to go ahead with this in an economic and financial sense. And having the wherewithal and technical confidence to do this. Second, this is the really important thing, is that the quid pro quo, what we would give in exchange for restructuring, is going to have to be very, very big, not only to rebuild our credibility and reputation in the eyes of our European neighbours, but also for financial markets in the sense that they will be happy to lend to Ireland post a restructuring.
Now, sorry to cut across you there. In your article, you come up with an idea, with a formula almost, that says that when we re-enter negotiations, that we should, think about the corporation tax rate. Can you tell us a little bit about that formula?
Yeah, one of the things I'm trying to break down here is that there are, in sort of Irish policymaking circles, there are several things that apparently are sacred. And we will have to break down all of these, and we will have to break down the denial that exists behind these. You have people coming out and defending low corporation tax with apparently very little thought as to how the multinational world is changing, what's happening in the Asian economies and how that will also change the strategies and the location of many of the multinationals. One important point to bear in mind is by having a lot of these multinationals come in and, well, certainly in the past, it's less so today, actually create jobs in Ireland. That takes the onus off Irish business and Irish government to really foster a domestic industrial sector in Ireland. What I'm proposing, if you like, is a kind of a new start, a credible and maybe elegant kind of restructuring of debt. We will be asked to do things in return. The most likely thing we will be asked is to raise our corporation tax rate. And I think, a very, very simple formula of sort of, 15 billion euros off national debt for a 1% rise in corporation tax may not be a bad rule of thumb.
So for example, we say, well, look, we'll increase it from 12.5 to 13.5 and for every 15 billion that we owe you.
Potentially, as a rule of thumb, and again, it's not as simple as that because so many other things have to happen as part of this grander plan. There needs to be a really serious strategy to develop domestic Irish businesses. One suggestion is to look at how countries like Germany, over a very, very long time, have fostered domestic industry, have helped family businesses through the banking system. So that there needs to be a much more coherent and grander plan.